While Crimea, where more than half of Crimeans have cast their ballots in a referendum on whether to stay part of Ukraine or rejoin Russia. Well, the voting process has so far proceeded smoothly amid tight security around polling stations. Now, the head of the Crimean Supreme Consul's Commission has held the high voter turnout, has hailed the high voter turnout, saying the referendum can be described as an accomplished fact. Ukraine's interim government had called on Crimeans to boycott the vote, while the West has condemned it as illegitimate. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the referendum is going ahead in full compliance with international law and the nation's right to self-determination. He says Moscow will respect any choice the Crimeans make. Well, let's cross over to Simferopol in Crimea by Press TV's correspondent Nick Jones. Nick, good to have you with us. Nick, fill us in on the situation there today.
Well, the election, or referendum, I should say, is passed off pretty quietly. The polls are still open, and more people will probably vote. It's a choice between two choices, really. It's Moscow or less influence from Moscow. Certainly over the course of the day, we've spoken to more people who have spoiled their ballot papers or just boycotted the vote itself. And so it'll be interesting to see the actual numbers and tallies and that come in. But what we're also starting to hear are rumours that there might be some sort of electoral fraud, that some Russians have been voting here. And also we should probably point out that there is a significant military presence in Crimea, and not sure whether they had a vote or not.
Nick, how did you see overall the turnout, and did you talk to the people while they were in line as far as if they were enthusiastic, or tell me your take on everything that you saw on the ground today?
Well, there's a lot of enthusiasm for the referendum among the pro-Russian supporters. They see themselves as returning back to the glory days of when there was the Soviet era here. Others are a little more reticent simply because they don't know what's coming next. The banks will obviously adopt the ruble. Communications will switch to Moscow. And there's a whole manner of issues that will have to be looked at and dealt with, and it's how those will actually take place now over the next 2-3 months, years even, to get that right. So there's a lot of real lot of information that that needs to still be gotten out to the Crimean public.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Press TV's correspondent Nick Jones.